Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
All right, Hot Topics, round number one. Steve, you want to kick it off?
Oh, Jay, let's continue fashion talk.
Oh, man.
Because we are so knowledgeable about that.
We are very fashionable people.
So I've gotten called out a bunch for how high I button my buttons on shirts or how low I do it sometimes. I think I have it in the appropriate spot now.
I mean, it seems fine.
Yeah.
It's just you have just one undone, right? Just the very, very top one's undone?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah, but I get called out on that sometimes, or sometimes I'm wearing like a collared shirt and then the...
Well, the day you came here where you had it like, you know, three or four buttons unbuttoned with no t-shirt under it, I thought that was too much. I thought that was something that, you know, I mean, we're at work. Mm. I know you're proud of it, but, you know, cover it up, man.
You don't like chest hair?
I mean, no.
How much does a polar bear weigh? Enough to break the ice. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Just wow on that.
Too soon?
No, that was real dumb, no matter when it is.
Okay. So what's the appropriate, because I know people do, it's either like one or two, I feel like, is the standard.
Yeah, I think that's right, but I mean, I will say some shirts, when you do just one, it feels like it's super tight, and then you're like, oh man, I can't, you know, it's just, because some just are cut weird, and then you unbutton the first one, and then you feel like it's just choking you, so then you unbutton the second one, then you feel like, well, that might be too much, I don't know.
Yeah, who are you making more uncomfortable if it's too buttoned up? Yourself, or the people around you? Are you stressing out
Well, for me, it would be me, because that's so tight. I don't like anything that's tight around my neck like that. So, yeah, for me, that would be me making me uncomfortable. I don't much care whether I make somebody else uncomfortable. I don't know why it seemed rude to say, but as it was coming out, it seemed rude. Yeah.
Or accurate.
I mean, I don't. So
okay. Well, two things can be true at the same time. It can be accurate and it can be rude.
True. But, yes, that's accurately true. Mm-hmm. And rude.
So, okay. But you do
That's why I always ask my wife all the time, every time we leave the house, I'm like, is this right? I don't know. Is it one more, one less? And she's like, no, just stop. You're a grown man. Figure out how to button your own shirt.
But sometimes you have all the buttons open, right?
I mean, if I have a shirt under it, yes.
Yeah. No, yes.
I mean, that seemed weird to ask like that. But yeah, no, I mean, if you're wearing it more like a jacket, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So one button down, maybe two.
But never zero.
Okay. In most situations, though, you're wearing a shirt underneath, though, right?
I always do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Even if it's hot outside.
Yeah, because otherwise, even more if it's hot, because I mean, it will make me a little bit warmer, but man, I will sweat through that thing so fast, and then it just looks terrible.
That's a good point.
Looks like I just walked out of the shower, and they're like, oh, is it warm? No, it's great. Thanks for asking.
One button down,
but man, your shirt's soaking wet. That's a good look. So yeah, you're fine. You look great. It's just perfect.
Okay.
All right. Is that a button down you're wearing?
Yeah, it is.
I've seen you like 10 times and I don't even know what you have on.
Yeah, it's a blue button down.
Oh, it's really nice.
Yeah,
it's well done.
Thank you.
What do you think of this t-shirt?
It's great.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm feeling awfully blue today. I'm wearing a blue t-shirt.
Yep.
A blue button down and blue jeans.
Same.
Are you actually?
I have a blue t-shirt and blue jeans.
Okay, so we're basically
got
the
memo.
Person.
Thanks.
Yeah. Weird.
I did see the. Did you ever do a prank on your when you were a senior? Did you senior prank in high school?
I did not participate.
Of course not. This is not a courtroom. Calm down. I'm not convicting you of a felony here.
I'm trying to think. I know. Boy, did we do? I feel like we did, but I don't remember.
It was, I think, a lot more popular back in the day, and then it got, you know, obviously it got carried away, and then people just, you know, they kind of stopped them. We had a PE teacher who drove a very small car, and we had like 50 guys pick it up and put it on the sidewalk. That was a fun one.
Okay.
You're
giving people ideas here, Jay.
No, that's what I tried to preface it by saying, yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
We had a flagpole that pivoted at the bottom so you could bring it down so you could, like, you know, whatever, fix the top of it, I guess. So, and again, I didn't do these because my dad was a principal in the district, and you don't do that when your dad's a principal in the district. But they unbolted it, and then they, like, pivoted it down, and then they put tires on it, and then when they pushed it back up, the tires came down over the bracket on the bottom, so then you couldn't get it back down, and they had to cut the tires off the pole.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a very complicated one, but it was like, you know, all these engineering kids were like, this is going to be hilarious. And I was like, wow, that's actually well thought out. But man, that's a lot of work.
You're going to be successful later on in life.
What happened to the greasy pig in the hallway thing? That seemed an easy one.
Yeah, I think I've heard of one where you label, like, you get three pigs, you label them 1, 2, 4.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then they're looking for the third one.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. Well done.
Maybe we did that with something, but I thought I heard that from someone.
I like that one. 1, 2, 4 is hilarious. Well, there's obviously a third one. Nope, you're just walking around looking for nobody.
Yeah, I think we did that and we stole that from like some other place.
I like it.
I do know we had, you know how there's like senior ditch day?
Yeah, senior skip day. Yeah.
Or skip day. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
So we had that, but it was always like, yeah, everybody did it, but you always had your parents call you out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So yeah. You don't want to get in trouble for it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if my dad actually did call me out or not on that, but I definitely missed school.
I saw this prank yesterday. The high school seniors hired a bagpiper to follow the school principal around the school for an hour. So wherever he went, into his office, whatever, this guy was just following along, playing his bagpipe, just walking down the hallways. The principal's like, he's laughing, but then as he starts to walk away, he realizes the guy is following him around. And it is, I mean, can you imagine how loud that would be in a high school hallway?
Oh my gosh. Is this the actual video?
Yeah. And he keeps doing the thing where he's like, he stops, and then he realizes, well, what I need to do is go outside. And he does, and the guy follows him for a full hour without talking, just keeps playing the bagpipes, which that's kind of a funny one.
Okay, that's good, but I have something that I think tops that.
All right.
So I was on student government my senior year of high school.
Wow.
And
ooh, big deal, man.
I know, right? So we were responsible for our yearly canned food drive.
Nice.
Raising
okay.
money for that.
Yep,
so
I like it.
One of the things we decided to do to raise money was we set up two jars in our like student center area. One said like stop and the other one said keep going.
Okay.
And then we blasted Mbop in the student section for the entire day. Actually, we did it for like, I think a week. And if, you know, the stop outweighed the keep going, then we would stop it. And if they keep going, outweigh that, then...
And they would do, and it was all based on they would donate the food in whichever one they wanted.
Well, it was donate money, and then the money would go to the canned food drive. So we were blasting Mbop for like a week.
Oh, my gosh.
People were pretty upset.
And, really? That's weird.
it was fun for a while.
Which one won eventually?
Well, I mean, eventually we just turned it off.
Well, you had to because, you know, you probably were annoying yourself at that point.
Yeah, but it was... I can't remember exactly how it was. I think what we might have done was you started off each day playing it, and then at lunchtime you counted the money or something, and then at that point you turned it off or kept it going for the rest of the day. Something like that.
Yeah. Get to the chorus already. I didn't even know there was anything other than the chorus for this song.
Oh, keep going.
By the way, this is also a lyric video, which I love. Mbop, ba do bop, ba do ba dop. Yep.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Everything about this bike is hot right now. Don't come near the bike. I'm afraid somebody's going to burn skin and stuff.
Hottest part?
Oh,
driver.
Is that why they call you Hot Buns?
Yep. That is it, Steve.
Kevin James.
Man, do you remember what I would always take through the parade?
Sandwich?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round two. Memorial Day is early this year.
Is it?
Well, it's the 27th. That seems very early. Like, it's got to be close to the earliest. What's the earliest going to be, like 25th or something?
I would imagine so.
Yeah, so it's super early. But if you're going to, they say now, I saw the story this morning, if you're planning on traveling, could be the busiest Memorial Day travel day, like, I don't know, in forever.
I feel like they say that every year. Is that not right?
Well, there was that whole pandemic thing. I don't remember that or not. That kind of slowed it down for a while, but yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. Besides that.
Besides that. Maybe that's why it's been getting busier since then. So probably like at least, you know, 5 years, I would say. And they might have said forever. I don't know. I didn't listen to the actual whenever. I just know that it's going to be like close to 45 million people on the road. So, and they say if you want to avoid most of the traffic, go early in the morning. Well, duh.
Yeah, that seems, they've been saying that for years.
I mean, let's put it this way. You can take our word for it. Or you can ask the butcher, but either way, you know, if you leave at like 4 a.m., there's not a lot of traffic. What's the traffic like when you get here, Steve?
Oh, 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Surprisingly, there is a decent amount of people on the road.
You think there's more at 4 a.m. or more at 4 p.m.? I mean, if you were just to guess.
Jay, I'm not a guessing kind of guy.
Oh, okay. You're a fact-based guy. Yeah, what am I talking about?
Yeah, but I would say... Probably 4 o'clock in the morning.
You think? Okay.
Yeah, less traffic.
Yeah, there you go.
Or wait, you said more people, so then it would be.
Well, either way, yeah, I understood what you meant.
Yeah, sorry.
So yeah, so leave early, and I suggest that too when you go see your family.
It's good planning ahead, you know, prior proper planning.
Yep. What is the last part? Prohibits the thing that you're not supposed to say on the air.
Yeah.
And your folks are still good for coming in this week.
Next week, yeah.
Or next week, I mean.
Yeah. Well, they're coming in on, they'll be here on Thursday
the 16th,
yep,
right? And then they're coming in here.
Yes.
Like on Monday or something.
Yeah, that is the plan. Specific still, I guess, to work out.
Yeah, whatever. We're flexible. And, they can come in whenever they want, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, okay. Just, you know, they're going to, I guess they're technically not part of the Memorial Day travel because they're going early.
Yeah, they wanted to try and avoid.
Beat the rush?
Yeah, they wanted to avoid that and sort of work around graduations, but I don't know how successful they were about that.
Did they have graduations to go to back home?
No, like around here.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah, I don't know if you're going to miss it, but yeah, it's a little early for grads here. College, yes, graduation, but high school, you're fine.
Right. Yeah. They wanted to avoid the high school graduations.
Oh, yeah, those aren't till June. You're good.
Yeah, and then kind of work around, because I think, what was it? Is Gonzaga this week? Or was it last week or next week? I don't know. Something. There was something about that where they were like, oh, well, we're going to miss that by like a day or two or something.
And they wanted to?
Yeah. Avoid it.
Commencement.
Just in case people coming from out of town.
And, yeah, I got it.
I don't know.
May 11th was for the law and the 12th for undergrad. So yeah, they're good. They already had it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that was kind of the reasoning for why they're coming in.
Wow, very much thinking going into that. Quite the forethought.
I mean, we're planners.
Well, the Huskies are known as planners around here.
We're planning people.
Yeah, you are.
Something like
hey,
that.
Steve, if somebody knocks on your door, what's your first reaction?
Hide.
Fear.
Panic. Why do you ask, Jay?
Well, I think it's changed a lot. I saw this comedian the other day doing that where he's like, you know, in the old days, you know, like when I was growing up, when someone knocked on the door, there was excitement. It was like the kids would race to the door and be like, whoa, we have company. This is fantastic. Break out some sausage and cheese and let's have a charcuterie board and somebody whip up some ice cream and let's just have a night. And now it's really not that excitement. That's 5% of people surveyed said they get excited when somebody knocks on the door that they weren't expecting.
Well, because someone's trying to sell something.
That's probably what ruined it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before it was always a friend or as a neighbor or, you know, somebody you most likely knew.
Right.
And you knew that there was going to be some conversation and there was going to be, you know, jocularity. Now it's like, no. I mean, you don't think that when somebody knocks, jocularity could ensue, no?
I do get excited when the delivery person comes.
Yeah, but that's just a knock and run.
Right, yeah, we don't joke around.
Yeah, you don't. 5% excited, 25% of people are annoyed. Yep.
Wait, just 25%?
And 34% say they're just, they would say they were curious. That was their, that was one of the, I mean, they were, you know, pre-planned answers for people. Are you curious? Are you annoyed? Sure. Are you excited? Yeah.
Okay. I guess I would fall under the boat of being curious more than anything else.
I'd immediately get on the camera and go, yeah, no, that's not happening.
Yeah. I would say I've transitioned between different levels of how I feel about it throughout my years.
Like when you're younger, you're excited about it?
Younger, well, very young, excited about it,
yep.
Then terrified about it. Then...
Where, does curious fit in there or no?
No.
Just fear?
Yeah, just fear. And then just kind of whatever.
Indifference?
Yeah, then kind of curious. And now, I guess now I'm just kind of indifferent.
Yeah, you're like, eh, that's cool. You can knock all you want. I'm not coming to the door.
Yeah, I'll stay right here on the couch.
I remember saying to my children when they were younger, they would be like, you know, the door would knock. Somebody knock on the door. First of all, if you were like in the backyard and they were in the house, I'm like, don't answer the door. Like, you know, no matter what. I don't care who it is, don't answer the door.
Oh, like a stranger danger type of situation.
Yeah, well, just anybody, because I was like, you know, I just don't know.
Yeah.
You come get me, I'll answer the door.
Mm-hmm.
So they got past that. Then there was they would knock on the door, and they'd get up, and they'd run out, and go, whoa, 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 whoa. Just because somebody knocks doesn't mean we have to go to the door. And then I taught them that, and that was one of my greatest lessons. And then I taught them that with the home phone, too. It would ring, and they'd be like, whoa! That could be somebody really important. And I'm like, the chances of that are almost nil. Don't answer the phone.
Right. Well, you guys, I assume, when your kids were growing up, did you have caller ID or no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, we did not have caller ID for the longest time.
Oh, wow.
And so
you guys are planners. You're just tightwads.
It was a risky game to play. Hey, man, we didn't have caller ID. We didn't have cable. All these things.
Oh, man.
For like the longest time. And then eventually my dad gave in.
Talk to your dad about that when he gets here.
Yeah, yeah. No, he eventually gave in. But yeah, it was not until like high school.
So did you actually answer the phone then or no, you wouldn't?
Oh, sometimes. 50-50. If I knew someone was calling, I would answer the phone. But otherwise, I'd let it ring and ring. And then you screen, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They leave a message and you're listening.
And you're like, yeah, I was here the whole time. Yeah. I just was running from across the room, or I was sitting here listening to it to see if it was you.
Exactly.
Yeah. I always liked how we always lied about that, too, with the answering machine. You'd be like, oh, yeah, man, I was in the kitchen and I had to run over here. And they're like, no, you weren't. You were sitting right there listening the whole time. I know you were. Don't lie. You're like, okay.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I mean, my wife's a teacher, and sometimes when the kindergartners see her like in a store, they lose their mind.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, you go to stores? You are allowed to shop in stores?
Kevin James.
My wife's always like, yeah. And sometimes the mom's like, yeah, she doesn't just live at the school, honey. She actually has a real life and everything. And they just completely lose their minds.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, the app's there for you. You can get it for free. Just search Coyote Country. Then you have us on your phone. You can take us with you. You can listen wherever you would like and pretend like you're working and have it in your AirPod, whatever. And also, don't forget, you can check out the podcast. It's free. Like, rate, and review if you don't mind. We'd love that. So you can check us out and, you know, listen to the show day or night. That's another. It's kind of a control thing. If you're like, you know, some people around here named Steve, you're kind of a control freak.
Huh?
What?
Kevin's clip of the day.
Well, even on vacation, he stays up late, sends in his clips. What do we have today, Steve?
Oh, man. I can't help it, Jay. I'm sorry.
I know. It's all right.
So, actually, I think I was a little panicked because I thought we played one.
You were confused? You thought we already did it? Oh,
we already
no.
did one, so I found another one that was, you know.
Then you realize we didn't do the first one. Now you have two.
I don't know. So, well, this is the second one. So we're all covered. And, you know, kids can do some interesting things in school, right?
Sure, yeah.
So this is one of those interesting things that some kid did.
While dropping my 5-year-old son off at school today, his teacher came up to me and goes, hey, Ollie said something really funny yesterday, and I have to tell you. And I immediately thought, oh, no. Oh, no. She said, I gave the kids a bunch of pictures of groceries. I had them cut them out and then paste them onto a brown paper bag, like a shopping bag. And right away, my son goes, where's the wine? And it is funny. But also, like, what do his teachers think of us? You know, do they, Lindsay the Lush? Are they calling me Lindsay the Lush? We got wine and Coors Light. I don't even drink Coors Light. It tastes like lake water to me. Maybe it's because I drank it on the lake and some lake water got into it. I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to go crawl into a hole. Bye-bye.
Wow.
It's very quick.
Does she like caffeine?
Maybe.
Maybe that's what's also in the bag.
Yeah. Wine and coffee.
Yeah. Where's the wine is hilarious, though. Yeah. Oh, what is everything? This is all the things you put in the shopping bag. Where's the wine?
But just kind of screaming it.
Yeah. And, yeah. That's all right, Lindsay the Lush. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
Then I think, I don't know if I like that part the best or I'm just going to crawl into a hole. Bye. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. I keep telling my wife she needs to write a book because, you know, teaching kindergarten, you get a lot and they just don't even know. They're just, whatever they're exposed to, that's what they're repeating.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife always says the same thing whenever, you know, a parent's like, well, boy, I don't know what you're going to get from little Johnny. Well, we've talked to little Johnny, but we sure hope little Johnny doesn't do, you know, little Johnny stuff. And my wife's like, look, here's the deal. I'll believe about half what he says. You believe about half what he says, we'll be even. Because, you know, honestly, stuff, yeah, I don't know if you know this, sometimes they exaggerate.
What?
I know. Weird.
Can't be.
I don't know what's weird or the exaggerations of the truth.
Exaggerations. Well, yeah.
Right? Sometimes fact is crazier than fiction, and oftentimes that's the case. Where's the wine? Oopsie.
Can you imagine, though? I mean, how do you respond, though, if you're a teacher?
With laughter. I mean, there's no way you don't laugh at that.
Right. And then I guess you do what this teacher does did and call the parent and let them know.
You're like, well, I mean, you know, you're like, hey, just so you know, little Johnny.
Yeah. Where's the wine?
He noticed. All right, let's give away some, let's see, what do you want to do here? Silverwood tickets? What are you up for?
Sure.
Okay.
We can do that. You want to do that?
Whatever you think we got the most of.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do some Silverwood tickets. And if you'd like to go, it's for kids weekend this weekend. So the 18th and 19th, if you can go this weekend, it's a this weekend only thing. So 509-441-0999. And maybe, where's the wine will be a legitimate question after, kids weekend at Silverwood. So if you'd like to go, caller number 7, 509-441-0999.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We have no idea who these people who live in Spokane, who they are.
Oh, wow. New best friends, possibly.
It could be. I got a new place to go to dinner.
Kevin James.
That should be the first question you ask. Hey, nice to meet you. What kind of cook are you?
Yeah, it all depends. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not very good. Never mind. I'm good.
No more questions.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
All right, it is time for final thoughts. Steve, you get to go first.
Oh, boy. I didn't really have a final thought, but I do now, Jay.
Oh.
So be prepared. You know how you were saying I was very prepared and all that
stuff? Oh, yeah. That was all just a joke.
Yeah.
A scam.
I realize now when filling in for Kevin a little bit.
Yep.
How many tabs I have open. Makes me feel like you a little bit.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's ridiculous, the number of tabs I have open.
Yeah, I go into your office and you just... But what's amazing about your system is you know exactly where everything is. Right?
I open them in the right order. They have to be in the right order.
Yeah, no, I have no idea. I have all these tabs open, and I have no idea what is what, even though it says for some of them you can read, like, half of it.
Yeah, for sure.
How many
do you think you have open right now?
I'll count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
I've got 26.
Ah.
Well, you know what? You got to strive for excellence. So hopefully it's someday, you know.
Yeah.
You keep trying. You can reach the goal of...
Try harder.
Yeah, try harder, man. Yeah.
I'm trying, Jay.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, boy.
That's insane. Yeah, it is weird, though. I mean, it's easy to happen on the air because you do dumb stuff like you go... Let's see, let me just click this one. Oh, Twister's the movie when it opens. And then I never closed it.
Right, okay, yeah.
The picture of the boat behind the fence, but the fence is painted like the boat. So it looks like... I mean, the guy legitimately has his boat... compliant with the HOA, but it's in your face because it still looks like there's no fence. It's painted like a boat.
I mean, that was from 7?
Sure.
This morning? Yeah. 8 o'clock? I don't know. Something like that.
I mean, it's just all kinds of dumb.
It's been at least an hour.
Yeah. So. Tabs are open all over the place.
But you got it under control.
It's totally under control, man. Totally.
It's a wild world. It's a tabby world.
It is. So close a tab.
Final thoughts.
We have the dumbest Googles ever, though. I mean, all the stuff we ever Google is just ridiculous.
So, well, not everything.
The NBA final schedule, the roster for the New Orleans Pelicans, just in case.
I did Google fungi joke.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah. The Good Humor Man, ice cream flavors. These are things that I have Googled today. Ice cream truck music bed.
Which is pure evil, by the way. Yeah. It is pure evil.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just, I mean, it's, you hear that, you know, people lose their mind. It's like. Oh, no, that was way too loud. That gave me a seizure. That was so loud.
Or I do think whenever you hear that, do you think ice cream truck or do you think, what do they call those things? The in the box.
Jack in the Box?
Jack in the Box, yeah.
Oh. I think ice cream truck. Yeah. Because it's better memories than Jack in the Box. It's just like, oh my gosh. Toys that make noise. Least favorite of all time. I saw this stat today that the number of people who have played, we used to call it Ding Dong Ditch, where you would knock on the door and then run.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever do that?
Yep.
It was like a third of the people had played that. And which I thought, well, what's the matter with the other two-thirds? You never played that? Or maybe you grew up in apartments or, you know, whatever. Maybe you were out in the country and not like you had neighbors. 22% of people say they have done it over the age of 65.
22%?
Have done the knock on a door and then run. And I'm thinking, well, first of all, pretty easy to catch you.
What's your second of all?
Second of all, who's doing that and who are you doing it to? I mean, are you doing it like within your house? Like, you know, somebody's in their bedroom and you're like, I'm going to wake them up. And then you just ran down the hallway? Or are you actually outside at your neighbor's house doing it like you did when you were a kid?
I imagine the majority of that 22%, so like 90% of that 22%, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Would have to be like family members.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's what it is, where you're just like, and by doing it, maybe you just stepped around the corner so you don't have to run. You know, you're like, they're on the bathroom, you're like, knocking. Oh, got him. Then you just step around the corner, and they're like, I'll be out in a minute.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like outside ringing the doorbell.
Oh, I hope not. I just sense a lot of broken hips, man.